This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said today that India is rapidly advancing in breakthrough technologies like semi-cryogenic engines and electric propulsion and will soon launch the Gaganyaan mission. The Prime Minister asserted that in the coming times, India will build its own space station. In a video message, the Prime Minister extended greetings to everyone associated with the space sector, including scientists and all the youth, on the occasion of National Space Day. Mr. Modi said that in a short time, National Space Day has become an occasion of enthusiasm and attraction among the youth.
Is baar Space Day ki theme hai Aryabhatta se Gaganyaan tak. Isme atit ka atmavishwas bhi hai aur bhavishya ka संकल्प भी है. नेशनल स्पेस डे हमारे युवाओं में उत्साह और आकर्षण का अवसर बन गया है.
He added that the space sector is achieving one milestone after another, and in the last 11 years, the government has implemented many reforms in the space sector. Mr. Modi mentioned that space tech is also becoming a part of governance in India, with crop insurance schemes involving satellite-based assessments, fishermen receiving safety information through satellites, disaster management support, and the use of geospatial data in the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan. The Prime Minister further highlighted that India's progress in the space sector today is making the lives of ordinary citizens easier. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also extended his greetings to the space scientists and engineers whose unwavering dedication made the Chandrayaan 3 mission a success. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the mission has opened new frontiers in space exploration. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that negotiations between India-US trades are still going on. Addressing the Economic Times World Leaders Forum 2025 in New Delhi today, the minister said that the government is committed to defending the interests of farmers and small producers of the country. In Uttarakhand, a cloudburst due to heavy rainfall in Chamoli district last night caused widespread damage in Tharadi Desthil, with debris sweeping into residential buildings, shops and government premises, including the subdivisional magistrate residence and Tehsil office. Several vehicles have also been damaged. Surrounding areas have also been affected due to heavy rainfall. In response, the district administration has declared a holiday for all schools and Anganwadi centres up to class 12th in Tharadi, Tehsil. According to the Akashwani News, additional district magistrate Vivek Prakash said relief camps have been set up for the affected people.
Tharali mein raat mein atibist se jo hai Tharali shahar ho gaya, Tehsil shahar ho gaya, Agwala gaon ke Chapal ho gaya, aaspaas ke ilakon mein ye kafi atibist hui, kafi jo nuksan hua hai. Raat mein hi hum logon ne move kara diya tha, DRF ki team thi, SDRF ki team thi, DDRF hamari team thi, unko move kara diya tha kyunki rasta ke liye block ho gaya hai aur isliye jo hai bahut hi dikkat ho rahi hai logon ko. Baki Tehsil ke staff jo hai, prashasan jo hai wahan laga hua hai rahat karya mein. Iske alawa hum logon ne relief camp banaye hain.
The 56th meeting of the GST Council will be held on the 3rd and 4th of next month in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. In Bihar, at least 8 people were killed and 5 others injured this morning in a road accident under Daniyawan Police Station area in Patna district. According to police, the accident occurred near Sigiriyawa Station on the state highway in Daniyawan when an auto rickshaw was hit by a truck, killing 8 passengers on the spot. The 5 injured have been admitted to PMCH Hospital in Patna. All the passengers were on the way to Triveni Ghat in Fatuha to take a holy dip in the Ganga River. The Indian compound men's under-21 team clinched their first ever junior world title at the 2025 World Archery Youth Championships in Canada today. The Indian trio of Kushal Dalal, Mihir Apar and Ganesh Mani Ratnam defeated Germany in a shoot-off after the scores were tied at 233 each in the gold medal match. In another celebratory moment for the Indian archers, the compound men's under-18 team of Mohit Dagar, Yogesh Joshi and Devansh Singh also became the cadet world champions after defeating the USA 224-222 in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.